Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Fear and Podcast with your favorite host. Happy Monday. The theme of today's episode is Austin Show Saves the Day.
Absolutely not.
I made the decision, or I with my gracious co-host, accepted the idea that we would film today on Thursday. And I thought, oh, my God, Austin, you're being selfish. That's what I thought originally. I thought, oh, my God, you're such an asshole. You're being selfish. Turns out Will is going to be going to Coachella this weekend. Okay,
before we get to that part.
The only way we could have filmed with all of us together was at this moment.
Not true.
I'm a hero. Austin Show Saves the Day.
That's not true because the three of us are going to Coachella together.
Yes. We were going to do a Coachella episode, and you denied it.
With the three of us.
To the fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
We were going to go to Coachella.
Cutie, yeah. You were going to Coachella?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it'd be fun.
We talked last night during gaming.
It's driving distance. It's not like everybody drives to Coachella.
You're going to have the popular musical artist Channel Trace on. He's performing with Jungle. He's a friend of mine.
We're all staying together in the same house.
No, shut up, Cutie. Yeah. This is a lie. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
There's no way Cutie is going to Coachella.
Yes, she is.
There is no. You cannot. Will can't even keep a straight face.
Yes, she is.
Will would be so annoyed with Cutie. He would just leave her. There's no way.
It's not. Cutie's not going specifically for the musical acts. She's going because she cares about the podcast.
She's going to go bake.
She's going to go bake.
Yes.
What does that mean?
She's going.
The house has a nice kitchen.
Will got me a free ticket.
Really? Cutie is going to Coachella specifically because we're going to shoot podcasts when we're out there.
For the sake of the record, I did line up a ticket for you and you if you did want to go.
By the way.
And you would have done it if I was in town, right?
No, we're doing it. We are going regardless, and Troye Sivan is going to be on.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's no way.
Did you want to be on that episode?
I would have loved to be on the episode, but I'm busy this weekend. I'm at Pride. I'm exploring.
That's the fucked up thing if he wasn't going on the Pride World Tour. You'd probably actually come to Coachella.
I would. Yeah. I would. But you know what? Next year, I'm going to come to Coachella with you.
Yeah.
Dude, the lineup this year, there's not a bunch of artists I want to see, but there's like five that I must see.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No doubt.
No doubt. Oh, that's
Reunion.
I didn't know that. That's fun.
Then there's also, bro, oh my God, Jamie XX, Daphne, and Floating Points back to back to back. That's crazy.
None of this registers as music.
Are you choppering into Coachella this year?
No, that was
EDC.
Oh, I'm getting confused.
No.
There's so many festivals.
I don't think you can chopper into Coachella? Probably.
You can chopper into the Coachella Valley. We're staying right next to the venue.
Okay, that was a little too synchronized that you guys were going to film a Coachella episode. I actually kind of believe it was going to happen.
I pitched him on it.
Yeah.
Well, nobody. How did I not get this
word? He told me to go fuck myself. He used to come to Coachella.
Okay, so it wasn't going to happen.
I used to go to Coachella all the time.
He used to come to Coachella and be fun, and then I don't know what happened to him.
I will tell you.
He started developing arthritis.
Being 30 plus years old.
No.
Last time I went to Coachella was when I was
30 plus years old.
Yeah.
I know, but he's older than you. The headlining act is No Doubt. Everybody's going to be over 30.
I know, but as a 30 plus year old man, I don't like being in the desert.
You have to be 30 to afford a ticket to a Coachella.
That is also true, which is kind of funny because like back in the day when I used to go to Coachella, I was broke as hell. And I only went because like I would get sponsored by Forever 21. One year I went with a Forever 21.
I can tell you guys a story. This is the last time I went to Coachella. We did a year of podcasting. Which made me X amount of money, which we spent on a house. When I got to that house, this guy has a total piece of shit friend who I love him, but he's a
it's so true.
Hassan attracts total pieces of shit because he's kind of a total piece of shit.
No, I'm not. No. I attract total pieces of shit because I'm a nice guy and sometimes I get taken advantage of as a nice guy.
Yeah, it's true.
So anyway,
I'm very.
I used
giving.
A
You're
year
nice
of my podcast money. A year, of my
which
podcast
was zero,
money.
Which was $5.
Which
and
was
cents.
No, it was not like it was two Rothy shoes. It was definitely low for like a year of podcasting.
Did you have to sell the shoes?
We definitely got cooked.
No, my dad still wears those shoes.
Oh, okay, got it.
We definitely got cooked.
But listen to this. These two guys, him and this friend who's a total piece of shit, invited two girls.
I did not.
Who are creators? They came and stayed in the house. They took the other master bedroom. Caroline and I slept in a bunk bed.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
On top of one another. Mm-hmm. It had a shared bathroom with these two random girls. They locked us out of the bathroom. We had to use the house bathroom. And at the end, I was like, I don't know who these girls are. They're probably Hassan and this total piece of shit's friends. I find
not my
out
friend.
Hassan doesn't know them, and they didn't pay any money. They stayed in the house for free.
They freeloaded it.
And that's not,
did they have a nicer bedroom?
That part's not true. That part's not true.
Yes, they had a master bedroom. We stayed in a fucking bunk bed.
Can I say something? That part is not technically true because they felt bad. Because the total piece of shit said they could have stayed for free. So they paid. Total piece of shit never did.
Total piece of shit never paid?
No.
We
didn't.
And
no, he didn't.
He put our names on all of the advertising promo lists. So there was literally pallets of free stuff being dropped off at our house.
That's
so much
cool.
Of which that I still have some of the alcohol from this fucking event.
Yeah, there was a lot of like, but it wasn't like,
because
cool
he put
alcohol.
Hassan in my name on promo list.
It wasn't like cool stuff. It was like
pallets off. Of
it
this
was
house.
Like, would you like to try honeybee laced THC infused liquid cocaine with like whiskey?
Oh,
It was all like that kind of bad stuff. It would be like, and it was like the peak of like, I guess it was like kind of crypto era too. So it'd be like crypto style fucking weird.
They
drinks.
They don't have monkeys
that,
on them.
Yeah, weird drinks like Bored Ape drinks.
And I still had a good time.
Yeah, of course, you always have a good time.
I had a great time. And now he's refusing to go with me again. Now that I don't know, the house isn't full with random women and total pieces of shit. It's weird.
No, that has nothing to do with that.
Where are you going to stay now?
Not in a fucking bunk bed, I'll tell you that much.
Fuck yeah.
I did not enjoy that experience for obvious reasons, some of which you just mentioned. And also because, like, I don't do a lot of drugs. I only do mushrooms for the most part. Shiitake mushrooms, totally legal, totally cool. And like sometimes
you're allowed to say psilocybin now. It's decriminalized.
Oh yeah, true. I do. Okay, like I like mushrooms. That's fucking arrest me, officer. Sorry.
Wow. Take
go
me
ahead.
Away.
Take
you
me
piece
to jail.
Of shit.
Take me to fucking jail.
Typical
right now.
Leftist.
Anyway, I like mushrooms. I like them more than I like weed. I don't do MDMA or ecstasy or anything anymore. I've never done it.
So
never
dumb.
Done it. Legally, it's illegal. And
I'm
going to
come back
illegal.
From Coachella a new man.
You say that after every dude.
Well, that's because I experience ego death at every festival I go to.
What is ego death?
Where you're so out in the ether that the id, your self, ceases to exist.
I need to.
We could never.
We need to do. No.
You'd
we could
be fine. If I had enough twinks around you, you'd thrive.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Just throw a bunch of
twinks. You would be a papered up powerhouse.
He's
on
a baby,
ecstasy.
So like a little bit of alcohol would do him in anyway. He'd have the time of his life. Sexy twinks
that
and
is,
alcohol.
That is
he's set.
True. I could probably give you like a children's Tylenol and he'd be like, is it kicking in? I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Look at my
I'm a simple man. I think we need to do drugs, cutie.
I don't.
Yes.
I think we do.
Oh, wait,
I
can I say something definitive?
Yeah.
You, you're pretty well adjusted. She should absolutely start doing drugs.
Honestly, no. I don't know. It could go either direction. Either she becomes like...
No, her therapist is bullshit and says like, if you smoke weed one time, you're going to turn into a serial killer or some shit like that.
Is your therapist Mormon?
No. Low key, I...
Listen,
because of,
by the
because
way, this
of
is humor. I need to state something. This is
you
humor.
To
listen to your therapist. Please listen to your therapist. This is humor. I don't want to see the comment section like, well,
I don't know.
Telling?
People often think that like therapists can't be dumb bitches.
Let cutie speak.
And some of them can.
I'm trying to win over the cutie
You're
stands.
You're so brave. Yeah,
thank
they
you.
Are out for blood.
No, they were annihilating all the
to.
Men in the comments. And, you know, it just Get further them. Perpetuates that men
that
are oppressed.
Stereotype.
Yeah. Men are oppressed. Go ahead.
Get them, guys.
What were you going
to
say?
I have nothing to say besides get them.
No, come on. You were going to say something about your therapist and drugs. No, you were going to say something about drugs and your therapist.
Send them threats.
Cutie has two options here. Like, either she gets the fucking special ketamine therapy that they only give to, like, war criminals. You know what I mean? That if like
war criminals and Marsh every Friday. What are we talking about?
Okay, but that's not therapy. That's just him having a good time. He has to come down somehow
Dude,
to go to sleep.
No, the therapy element, the therapy element of it is just so that we can convince the government that you can take these awesome drugs.
Well, the reason why I mentioned it is because it is like for like specific types of post-traumatic stress disorder that they use it on.
Yes. That same thing with MDMA.
Like,
This is a funny story. Back when I used to do political documentary back in the day, one of the first stories I did was using drugs to treat different like ailments. And we went to a psychotherapist, and he was telling us how he's using MDMA to treat advanced
post-traumatic stress. Yeah.
And intense forms of basically just like depression and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And when the camera turned off, I was like, so how do you actually feel about this? And he was like, oh, it's awesome. I do a lot of drugs in my personal life. And I was like, really? He's like, I'm on a pretty strong cocktail right now.
Holy shit.
He's like,
have you checked in on him? He's dead.
he basically said there's like kind of a whole secret world of like professionals dosing themselves.
Yeah, they do. There was a meta in a little like in the Silicon Valley go culture. There was a meta for a little bit about like microdosing LSD, if you remember. And yes. I know a lot of people microdose mushrooms, obviously, but I like mushrooms. I think mushrooms are fucking dope. It feels good. I've unironically never had a bad time on mushrooms, which is kind of crazy. And I've done a decent amount of mushrooms.
Yeah, you have.
I can barely handle minoxidil.
No. Mushrooms are awesome.
I can feel my hair growing.
Don't do it to the biblical amount that he gives you, because he will shove like...
No, this is... Okay. This is absolute slander. Because there are so many people that have come to me as a shaman.
No, he's a very good Sherpa.
And I have taken them to the promised land step by step. In fact, there have been multiple times with creators who have asked me to get them high, and they go, Will, I'm not very high. And I'm like, trust the process. And I gradually get them there by incrementally giving them more drugs.
Okay, yeah. To be fair, I've known this man for a decade plus. Yeah.
I'm not careful with my own brain.
Yeah. He also was very wild back in the day.
Yeah,
but he
doesn't give, like you, he knows you can handle it. He knows you better than you know yourself.
I practically need to use rhino fucking to get him tranks on him.
Yeah, he's so big. I'll say it like this. I've smoked a lot of weed back in the day, especially when I first moved to California. And like, I would get entirely too high. Like when you eat edibles, for me, at least, like when I first started eating edibles, like that shit was not regulated. Okay.
No.
So it was crazy. It wasn't like, oh, here's a gummy bear with like this many milligrams.
Do you remember the
party?
It was
so hit or miss.
Okay. You took me to a total piece of shit influencer party.
Oh, this was New Year's Eve one? The Illuminati one?
Well, the Illuminati one was one of them, but there was another one that you and same total piece of shit took me to, an influencer one. That was sponsored by weed, and it was outside. It was in the sun. It was in Calabasas.
It's not a brand. It was just sponsored by the drug.
I can't even tell you what it was.
I don't know what it was. There was like a lot of nice cars for no reason in the front yard, and it was just like in display. So it was a beautiful home, though.
At this point in our life, he is the woke bae, and I'm just some jerk off who works at BuzzFeed, right? So we would go places.
We're both jerk offs.
We were both jerk offs, but like, people were really nice to him, and then I was kind of the tag along. Anyway, we're at this party.
But even then, no. I didn't have clout either. Like, I had a little bit of clout because I was like low level influencer clout. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a lot. They weren't like respecting me.
It felt like almost like a carnival where like there were like stations. And one of the stations was they had a dab rig. I don't know if you've ever heard of
a
dab.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had an ex-boyfriend who used to make homemade dab goo.
Oh, my cutie. Homemade. When I tell you, I thought I was like, Muhammad, I'm hard Bruce Lee. I can do drugs, whatever. And the guy's like, yo, we're setting people up with free dabs, dude. Like, you want to fucking try a dab? And I was like, yes, I'd love
to try
a dab.
You pop out the blowtorch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blowtorch. Yeah. Like, white hot container. Lowers this super long thread, and he just goes, keep going. And I'm like, clear it. Caps it. I let it out, and I'm just like, oh, you know that clip of Idris Elba when he did Hot Ones, where he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was me, where 2 seconds later, I was just off the face of the world. I sat in a lawn chair for the next 3 hours.
No, like, it was
that
weekend
shit
was fucked
at
up.
Bernie's, dude. I was like,
back in the day, shit was fucked up. The point is, that shit was so unregulated and so unrestricted,
yeah.
And you could get like a bad batch, right?
Yeah.
Especially with like edibles, because like it wasn't like this is 3 milligrams or whatever.
No.
And I remember like just taking some edibles and having basically like life changing paranoia.
Yes.
Where I had.
I've had that.
And basically after that, I was like, yeah, this shit sucks. Edibles take you on a journey. You don't control the fucking car. The car can go somewhere nice, or the car can.
What happened to
the
you,
car
cutie?
Can be a crash.
Because I know you've had, you and I have the same brain.
But let me finish.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Mushrooms, right. On the other hand, are also taking you on a nice little Sunday stroll. You can go fast, you can go slow, but your hands are on the wheel. You can direct the car. That's the way I describe it to people in my experience,
yeah,
with respect to mushrooms versus edible weed.
Okay.
And ketamine, the car is a submarine.
I've actually never done ketamine, so I don't know what it's like. I heard it's awesome, though.
Billy Ray Brains goes, it's great.
I used to make weed butter in a crock pot.
Cook it up dope in a crock pot.
Yeah, and then you would turn it into brownies.
Wait, you were literally cooking up dope in a crock pot?
Is that a crock pot? There's a song about that.
Yeah. He's saying the lyrics, bro.
That's crazy.
What do you think he just said?
Cooking up
do you think he just randomly strung those words together?
No, what's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Did they say?
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Oh, okay. Cooking up dope in a crock pot. Okay.
So all you have to do is you put.
Remember, guys, Austin said, sorry to cut you off,
cutie. Okay.
I know
this
I'm being misogynistic.
No,
I just want to say, we're gonna remember, Austin said he was going to be driving this episode. And
He had all of these fucking topics ready.
Because he selfishly wants to fly to fucking Miami to do Gay Pride Miami, which, by the way, don't even understand what's going on.
Gay Pride World Tour.
Yeah. Gay Pride isn't until June. What the fuck are you doing? It's Autism Awareness Month.
We're going to get 1 month. Gay get 1 month. Black get 1 month.
What the fuck? Okay.
Only the autistic
and the black
gays
one's
can
the shortest one. Go ahead.
Yeah. 28 days.
That's all you get.
All you got to do is you throw a bunch of butter in a crock pot and then a bunch of weed in the crock pot.
Like
and
the
then,
flour?
Yeah.
Like just the just
well, you
raw
can even
flour.
You can even use the like the
you can grind it. I think right.
No. You this is the cool thing about weed butter. You can use your leftover like hashish, which your leftover burnt stuff. What's that called? No.
Hash.
Hashish is
opium.
Hookah. Okay. Sorry, I haven't smoked weed in years. You
Cutie,
can tell.
Cutie goes, yeah, I had a bad trip, and she's like, yeah, I used to smoke the burnt resin.
No. Yeah. You can take the hash and you put all the hash in the butter.
Sure.
And
then, that's so much worse.
That's a lot.
That's the worst part of
Why?
It.
Why?
That's concentrated.
The shit that gets you the most
the
high.
Keef? The keef? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, Jesus then, Christ, you're out here killing people, Kitty.
I didn't mean to.
Okay.
Everyone lived. And okay. then you leave it in there for like 6 hours and then you do it through a cheesecloth so you get all the stuff out.
Yeah.
And then you just put your butter in the fridge and then you treat it like any butter in any recipe. It's dope.
Yeah, because THC is fat soluble.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to make firecrackers and
all that butter,
shit. I mean, I know that my confectionaries weren't as good as yours, but we would.
Oh, I was talented. I thought about it for a while. I was like, should I open a weed bakery? I was so good at it.
Wait, that's genius. Yeah. That should be your business.
Well, I'm
Cutie's weed
I'm
cookies.
Opening Deco Den Studio, remember?
Okay,
and none of you believe in me.
Okay, businessman. I'm sure
wait,
you know.
I fucking
yeah,
was
I
in.
Forgot.
I just want to do a sandwich there for a month.
That's fine.
No, I'm not talking about the Deco Den. I was shaking my head at the weed business.
Why do you hate my weed business?
Yeah, bitch.
You should absolutely do more drugs, though. 100%. I maintain
can't.
This.
I did. So TwitchCon.
No, you can.
Either she will become brilliant, like Salvador Dali, or she will become Ted Bundy. Nothing in between.
Bundy. Listen, this is humor for the comment section, but if you give me 1 week with you and Joshua Tree, and just I'm wearing all Sherpa stuff, and we're in a...
I would get scared.
Like a wigwam. And I could just...
No, I'm scared.
Center
sober,
your
eye, though.
Your mind. I could if you just let me play Crystal Mommy. I would fix your brain.
Well,
well, I mean, like as fixed as mine is, which is like only suicidal depression once every few
what
months.
What I realize is we're all fucked up.
I don't know about you guys. I'm fucking fine, bro.
You are not fine.
No, you are not.
Why did everybody...
You live like a fucking hermit.
He walked down the stairs and I complimented his outfit.
You're a total piece of shit.
Yeah.
In TwitchCon 2019, I took an edible and the whole house... I had a house... We stayed with a group of us. I took an edible and we were watching Princess Mononoke together.
Yeah.
And I was too high to the point your heart's racing. Mm. So I start pacing.
Well, I think also that film is a complex analysis of man versus nature with no villains.
Man is a villain.
No. I think there is meant to be no villain in that film. Whoa. I think both nature and man are kind of equally at odds.
All I know is I was so fucking high.
And she did not get that. I don't think she got that message.
So
she
wasn't
perceiving the
walking
movie.
In circles around the dining table,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Just to try to burn it off, you know? And I couldn't.
Burn it off? That's what your mind thought?
Yeah, that's what I would do with my weed. I'd burn it off.
Yeah.
And then I just couldn't. And then so I went downstairs. I was doing more laps. I went downstairs and I found Pooper Noodle in her bed staring at the ceiling because she was so high. Mm. And then I said, can I lay with you? But I can't talk right now. And she was like, yeah. So we just laid there silently and stared at the ceiling.
No, what I've learned, when you're really high, the best way to like make you feel less high is get your heart rate up. That's
yeah.
a good, it's because yeah. you feel more lucid. If you're more relaxed.
You guys are talking about like,
no, the best way to not make yourself
panic is hammer coffee, yeah. run in a circle and start worrying about how you're going to die one day.
No. Coffee is really good. It's the antidote to weed. If you're really stoned, drink caffeine.
No, it's a whole thing of asparagus and a whole can of Coke.
Wait, have you tried that?
You guys are so weird. First of all, like, who the fuck is like, yeah, let me figure out how to not be high. Like,
a lot of people.
Dude. Well, that same TwitchCon the next morning,
no,
we wake up.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're not supposed to get to that level. You're supposed to go on the journey and not get to that level. Because
you make your homemade weed.
We were talking about, this is kind of the Elden days of when people used to take edibles that had no fucking
It's just like some dude rocks up to you and he's like, do you want a fucking weed cookie?
Dude,
and you're just like, okay.
You want to try this lollipop? It's 8,000% THC.
White guy with dreads. Yeah. Like,
I also learned the same trip. So we wake up the next morning and I'm like, surely it won't happen again. I take another edible because we're going to the zoo and I want to be high at the zoo.
Oh no, cutie.
And then as soon as I take it, I was like, shouldn't have done that. So then I go to the bathroom to try to throw it up. Mm. And if you try to throw up an edible, you get high faster. I'm not kidding you.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because then I go to Reddit and I'm looking at Reddit and Reddit's like, whatever you do, don't try to throw it up. And I'm like, too late.
So, and you got more high.
I got more high, but then and then I was really stressed out, and then I ordered asparagus and Coke.
And it worked.
Well, it didn't get there in time before we had to go to the zoo.
How did you order asparagus? You DoorDash asparagus from like Whole Foods?
No, it was DoorDash grocery store.
And you just started chomping on an asparagus like a rabbit?
I love asparagus.
I use the old-fashioned way of not being too high.
Use another drug.
No, start drinking immediately.
That makes it worse for me.
Just hammering beers.
I didn't know that.
It makes it worse for me.
That's old frat boy knowledge. Dude, if I'm too high, I got to get drunk. And then if I'm too drunk, I got to get high.
I haven't gotten high since.
Beer always helps, dude, especially when you're driving. Like, it helps my driving.
Really just chills
just
out
a
my
couple,
nerves.
Yeah, just a couple beers. Like, if you're anxious.
Road sodas.
Yeah. If you're anxious, it helps, honestly. It makes me pay more closer attention.
Well, anyway, I wanted you all to come to Coachella, and you all told me to go fuck myself,
well,
except for Marsh.
I was at Pride. I would have gone if I wasn't.
Yeah,
at Pride.
The one guy in the room that went, oh, I love ketamine, was very excited to go to Coachella with you.
I'm sorry, you mean the one cool guy in the room?
Yeah, exactly.
No, don't fucking.
You're not.
I'm sorry, Narc. Don't come down.
You call him Billy Rave Brains, and you're
Listen,
over here fucking defending.
If he wants to do a little blowfish venom at a festival, that's his prerogative.
Cutie.
Yeah.
All right. I have a suggestion.
We need to start our own festival.
And only because
no.
this will really frustrate Austin.
What?
What do you say to us going to Coachella?
I think it would be funny.
For one day.
Yes.
And we shoot an episode of the podcast there with a cool ass guest. And we tabled this episode as the paywalled episode. And then we put that up on Monday as the real episode. I thought about this upstairs while I was showering. I was like, how can I punish
Austin?
We have a house
already.
How far away is Coachella?
3 hours with a lot of traffic.
No.
Kitty, it's
you have
literally
to get on a helicopter
equidistant
to
your fucking house.
Oh.
You have No, it's not. He's
in San
lying.
Diego.
You have to get on a helicopter and fly on many planes to get there.
Is how bad will traffic be?
Terrible.
No, depending
if you
on
leave
if
after
we
day one, fine.
Yeah, if we also go, I wasn't planning on going for like the duration. If we go at a weird time,
look, you know what?
If we can literally do it Saturday, in and out. I can get you badges to Neon Carnival. You can literally just come to Neon, if you try guys, it out, and then leave.
If you guys want to do that, I'd be happy that that happened for you.
Okay.
But like, we're not going to just party. We're also going to do a podcast episode. That's okay. And then I'm we're going to paywall party. This.
You can
and
do that. Yeah, you can, no, I'm not even upset. You know why I'm not upset? Because I still get the clips from this
yeah,
one.
I know. We're also, actually, you know what? Fuck it. We just tabled this whole thing.
No!
Yeah, let's scrap
no,
this
no,
episode.
Come on. No,
we just tabled this one.
That's,
we just
a, little, that's
this one
a little much.
Because like we might have a really good Patreon episode over there, too, where yeah. we do drugs.
No,
no.
I could go on Sunday.
Also, the Abbey's doing a party at Coachella.
Oh, yeah, but they the Abbey's tent. Drugging people. Haven't you seen that?
I saw that video you sent me. Ridiculous. Inflammatory, ridiculous.
Let's watch. Anyway, yeah, there's a TikToker who's coming for the Abbey.
All right, wait. I had one question while he's pulling this up. This was gonna end my Coachella discussion. If there was one artist that could get you guys out of old person retirement,
Taylor Swift.
Other than
Jesus but there is a rumor Christ. That she's going to pop into Coachella because it's Sabrina Carpenter.
That's such an insane
a small little
yeah.
baby rumor.
She's going to, yeah, she's just going to fucking headline.
I don't believe it.
She's just going to do a
it.
Real, she's going to do a real favor
Bro,
to
I'm
fucking
send
Coachella
you a video
for free.
Of me and Taylor just vibing
I would show up for
here.
Billie too.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah, but she's cool. She's already done a few.
Are you a fan of Billie Eilish? Is that like the new thing?
Oh, I love her. I've always loved Billie.
She does.
I dyed my eyes blue for her.
She has done this thing where she, like, if you follow her on Instagram, she blasts every story that she does to your close.
I'm her close
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, to her close friends. And it freaked me out at first. I was like, the fuck is this? Like, why do I have a close friends notification here?
I saw it and I said, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, dead or alive?
What?
No, oh alive right now.
Alive.
Oh,
alive.
Who'd you
yeah.
go see?
Dude, I love that he had to ask dead or alive because he loves Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Bro, he loves to push this narrative. I don't listen to Frankie
Dude,
Valli
okay.
in the Four Seasons.
I have to tell
as
you
much
guys,
as I listen to Dean Martin.
Really quick. It's, this is so
I
funny.
I listen to Dean Martin. That's my guy.
Austin and I were looking at a list of like famous performers who you can contract. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, we maybe could get Fleetwood. Maybe we could get Earth, Wind, and Fire, which we have a lead on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Austin goes, you know who I think would be great? Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah. For Name Your Price. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Engelbert Humperdinck.
I don't even know
Quando
who that is.
Quando.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Come on, Engelbert Humperdinck was a legend in the 70s. My grandmother had a huge crush on him. Okay.
I can't be alone here. Quando, I have no clue who that
Quando.
Is.
It's, he had a great song.
You should get Donny Osmond. Is he on the list?
No.
I know.
Sometimes I can't tell if he's doing a bit or not.
I'm not doing a bit.
No, it's just so insane.
In fact, for Cutie Summer Concert, I'm going to hire an entire ensemble band with and I'm going to sing a Dean Martin song.
Yeah.
I'm going to dress up. I'm going to hire an entire band.
I'm not going to do this at a concert.
I just don't know how you materialize.
I just don't think I can sing, I learned.
Are you... No.
Did you, like, hate events to figure that
Wait,
out?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Did you just do this event because you, like, wanted to play it off kind of as, like, a fun joke thing, but maybe legitimately people would catch on and think that you're a really good singer, and then, like, it would
yeah,
start
and then
your music
no one,
career?
No one caught on, and I was like... And then I had to self-reflect after
What do you mean? We saw your Hit
singing.
Me Baby One More Time.
Wait, well, that was notoriously bad.
Yeah, what the fuck do you mean?
That is the worst I've ever done.
Kitty, oh,
I go to voice lessons now, and every time I leave, I think to myself, that did not get better.
Wait, Cutie, you're trying to be a singer?
I don't got the rhythm in me.
No, I think you do. Mm-mm. I think you've got potential.
I tried to do the JoJo Siwa dance, and I hover-handed my own crotch on the crotch grab because it was a little much.
What does that have to do with your singing?
Yeah, wait.
The rhythm in me. I've got none of it.
Billie Eilish. Dean Martin?
No, dead or alive?
Alive.
Alive? Okay, Dean Martin's dead. He's been dead since 1997.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Okay, alive or dead?
Alive, Austin.
Elton John. I'm not even shitting you.
Great. That's
see,
a good answer.
See? Coachella?
There's no one. I don't care.
Okay. What if I was performing at Coachella? Would you
I'm weirder.
Your heart making
I don't listen
voice.
To music.
Sometimes you say things, and I don't know if you know how you sound.
I...
If Austin, you know, okay, was performing, here's my answer. Come?
Ken Carson, yeah, hold on. Opium, because I'm fucking
listen to what
opium.
Cutie said. If there I was go. Performing a Dean Martin cover band,
Playboy
you.
Cardi,
I hate you.
Playboy Cardi, Ken Carson. Okay. I'm listening. It's going to be fucking side by side. Kanye West makes an appearance and he says, I'm no longer anti-Semitic.
Ben Carson?
Everybody's fucking Ken Carson. Oh. Not Ben Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Ah, I know Johnny
now
Carson.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Where was the clip that they asked you to pull up?
This is okay. Drama alert. Drama.
Drama is just slander nowadays.
Yeah, this is just crazy.
This
yeah.
is slander alert.
Lately, and I am wondering what's going to happen.
Are people?
If you don't know, the Abbey is one of the most popular bars in Los Angeles for
no, LGBT it's not
people.
For LGBTQ
and it's just
people,
known for
it's not
tons of people getting roofied there. And there's an article that came out recently.
It's known for
chronicling like tons and tons and tons of experiences to the point where it's like statistically almost impossible that the Abbey doesn't have some involvement. Having been there when my friend got roofied. I feel like it has to involve them. Like, the Abbey does have to claim some level of responsibility at this point. I don't know why they're doing this.
Dude, it's just one serial roofier.
No, it's not one serial roofier.
It's multiple, probably.
It's definitely.
But yeah, I just, okay. like, there's been situations where I'm like, there's just no other way.
All right, pause.
Like,
pause.
What are
pause
people
it?
Saying about this?
So, a couple things I want to say is, like, people who used to go to the Abbey all the fucking time before Austin even... When Austin was realizing he was gay, we were going to the Abbey, okay?
Yeah.
So...
I was... I've been jerking off to gay porn for quite some time.
We've yeah. been going to the Abbey for quite some time. It's
I
been,
was,
like,
I was
for the past 10 years.
Gay porn.
You were living gay porn.
Yeah, we... So, I'll just... I mean, I'm joking, obviously. I'm just exaggerating. But, like, we used to go to the Abbey all the time.
Yeah.
I still remember my first time going to the Abbey. I felt like Pussy in Sopranos. Do you remember like that?
Where, Big what, Pussy.
Yeah. Was he the gay one? No. Pussy was the one who ate Pussy, right? Or the gay one.
I can't remember.
I was like, oh, what if I go here and like someone will recognize me and they'll think I'm gay. And then I remember thinking, so what if they think I'm gay? Who gives a shit? I remember having that moment, hooking up with a Playboy model with a boyfriend, my first night there.
me too.
Yeah, the fear of God being placed in me.
God, you've yeah.
So all of that stuff we did. We used to go to the Abbey all the time. It's a very important place in our development.
Yeah,
and we stopped going because it is a little grimy. It is like I would say that it is specifically for, you know, at this point especially Midwestern moms for having bachelorette parties because it's like a gay institution that has become like. A theme park, basically. However, because it's grimy, because it's like a massive tourist destination, there are a lot of fucking weirdos there that are yeah. definitely doing some fuck shit.
Yeah.
We've also literally had like traumatic experiences at the Abbey.
We got
as
sexually
well.
Assaulted by the same guy
yeah.
in the same
in the
night.
Same night.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big dude.
I mean, I've been assaulted there
too. A bigger dude than me.
I mean, verbally and
I mean this.
I got assaulted there. I looked over and Ludwig was making out with Aiden. It was crazy.
That's not okay. That's wait. We were talking about serious.
Hold on, wait, was this the same time? Remember?
Yeah, we were there and you get upset every time because you remember he kissed someone that wasn't you.
Was he making hold on, the story's changed.
No.
He was making out with him? Were they kissing?
Is it the same thing?
No. I'm dead serious. I kid you not.
I think it's so traumatic for him that he blocks it
no,
out
no,
of
no,
his
no.
mind and he wipes it clean
no, no,
every
cutie,
time.
Cutie. What? Was he making out with him or was he just kissing him?
I don't know if tongue was
They were
involved,
making out, bro. They were
I'm
making out.
I'm pretty sure they were making
they
out.
They were making out?
Yes, bro. They were making out and they were thinking like, thank God Austin is not here.
Okay, people. Okay, look.
On your birthday.
I'm happy for them. Wait, that was my birthday?
Yes.
I keep forgetting that this is...
It seems I think I was like making out with somebody, though. Was that night?
No, you notoriously were super dry. Yeah.
I was super dry?
Yeah, you were like, I can't get anyone tonight.
Yeah, what the
wait,
fuck's
wait,
going
hold on?
Hold on,
hold on. That's
I was there. I was there, and I was pointing to the Abbey stands with Ukraine flag that they had.
Wait, yeah. Hassan, was that the night that you showed up for my birthday for 3 minutes and left?
Yeah, because
yeah, but he had
Russia
a
was
bit
invading
headache.
Ukraine.
Oh, that's right.
And I had done like...
By the way, that's still happening.
Yeah.
So not pressing
exactly,
news.
Exactly. Yeah, see what happened? It's still going on. You
the
could
Abbey
have stayed
didn't stand hard enough.
Could you have stayed maybe in a...
if they had stood harder with
that's
Ukraine.
That's a real fucking problem.
Yeah,
the
if they
Abbey.
Stood harder with Ukraine.
Everybody did kind of just give up on that, didn't they?
Yeah, dude. We were just like, all right, you're on your own. We gave
I,
you enough weapons.
I see like the occasional, like, I stand with Ukraine faded bumper sticker on the back of people's car.
Yeah.
But that's about
no,
it.
No, the
anyway.
Only people that care about it nowadays are like, obviously, aside of the Ukrainians are just like the biggest freaks on both sides. Like either they're like weirdly pro-Russia and they're like, yeah, we love that Russia is destroying Ukraine, or they're like insane. They're like the nuclear holocaust needs to happen so that we stop Russia.
Most of the experience that I've had at the Abbey is during the day, during Sunday fun day. And I've been there at night. I know there's also this, I've heard about this problem, and I've also heard about theft being a big issue.
Yeah, but like, all right, let me just
I'm gasping.
Address this actual video for a second. The Abbey probably conservatively has like 10,000 people in and out of its doors every weekend, right?
Yeah.
Like the number of people that are in and out is like an equivalent to a senior frog.
Just like your fucking mom.
Damn, that was...
That was horrible.
That was kind of ruthless, mom. Though.
Why did you ask me for a high five?
You high fived, you idiot.
I know, but why would you do that? Wait, you said I thought we were talking about his mom.
Maybe you should listen to women.
Ooh. Wow, she hit you with the double.
He doesn't want to listen.
How the fuck did I get?
He doesn't
want
to listen to women because he hears his mom all the time at night.
I tried to defend you, and you fucking high fived it.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, well, all right. Sorry, mom. Sorry. I'm so she watches this.
Sorry, continue. No. 10,000 men in and out.
Just like Cuties, mom.
She's dead.
She's
as
dead,
hell.
Bro. What the fuck? Yo. No.
She's so fucking dead.
I'm so sorry.
The cutie heads are going to fucking destroy you in the comments.
I'm so sorry. I forgot that she was dead.
Get him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm so sorry. Rest in peace, mom. And do they do this?
That's not her name.
Shit. Okay. I'm so sorry for your deceased mother. And I didn't mean that.
That's insane, bro. That's, oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. So 10,000 men in and out, like Austin's mom.
Okay. Nobody's mom. Okay, come on. How about Hassan's mom? Oh, that's
she's
weird.
A you guys all
know
woman.
Her.
I know her.
You all know her.
Sorry, like, sorry.
She's what lovely.
You guys met my mom. How about we go after somebody's father? Did anybody have a bad relationship with their father?
No.
All right, okay, go on.
Sorry. But do we even care?
No, I do.
Do we
I
even
do.
Care?
Senior frogs.
10,000 people in and out.
No, it's just like most really... high volume tourist destination where there is an outlandish amount of drinking, there's going to be some pretty nefarious behavior.
It is like the Disneyland for gays.
Yeah.
Besides Disneyland.
I just
need to go to other places.
The statement, it's statistically sure that the Abbey has an involvement.
Phone vibrated.
I'm just going to go to the next topic.
Okay, no,
this
no.
one's chalked.
I like it. I just don't like what he just did.
Well, my phone was right.
Austin.
His phone vibrated on his taint and he lost his fucking mind.
He was going to produce this entire episode.
Hold on, guys. I have a
verbatim
bunch of topics.
I'm repeating to you.
I have a bunch of topics, but you guys keep talking
and
about
all
stuff.
He has done is just sidestep every good conversation.
Excuse
you had.
Me. I didn't sidestep it. I'm taking heat for something that I didn't do. Cutie's equally
his
responsible.
His mom did it.
Okay.
Fire up the topics, baby. Let's do it.
We got a lot of topics here.
I thought we were doing good without your topics.
Okay, we don't have to talk about
no,
my topics.
No, we were, but I want to hear what your topics are.
Okay, there's this new trend, okay, on TikTok, and it's hilarious. All right? There's...
I love it when a millennial says it's hilarious.
Okay, you know what? I'm sick and tired of the millennial hate.
Oh.
Get her.
That's a different topic. Just stay on topic.
Get that
stay
wet
on topic.
Bitch,
also,
Austin.
First of all,
just paused.
You're a millennial, number one.
Yeah,
we're all
I'm
millennials.
Cool.
Okay, I can't. I'm trying to find this link here. Marsh, I'm going to link you this thing. There's this trend right now of basically incel men that are upset at the idea that, you know, have you ever heard women are like, I want a guy that's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
I want a guy that's this, and I'm not going to do it unless he has a six-figure income.
Yeah.
Well, there's a group of incel men who have decided that they're going to take this trend and apply those same comments to women.
That's just the yard.
Fucking, that's a great one.
Bars.
Bars, dude.
I'm on fire today,
hey, yo,
baby.
Fuck you, Ludwig.
See? That's it. So the funny part is, though, is femcel women... Is that I don't know if that's the right word. Conservative women think that these guys are being serious.
They are.
Typical women not taking a fucking joke.
No, so it's... Hold on, let's play the video. You know what? This may be a bad
topic. I love misogyny, so I'm on board with this introduction.
Hold on.
I don't even fully understand what the fuck's
going on. I don't understand what's happening.
Okay.
I'm trying to... It's a soft boy era. Do you know about this?
Let me decode a little bit. Okay, so there's a lot of videos on TikTok of a woman. I don't think it's necessarily an incel trend, But there were a lot of videos of women being like, if he's not 6 foot, if six figures, I don't even see that motherfucker. Like, he's gross.
Yeah. If he ain't got a horse dick, I'm out.
And guys would respond, like, quoting one of their flaws, and then they would get really butthurt and release like another video of being like, you guys can't say that about me.
Yeah, it's gender wars. It's shit of all time. No, here, I hate it when the women do it. It's so fucking whack. It is
We done with the whole masculine provider male era. We in our soft guy era, okay?
Okay.
Drizzle. Listen, I don't know who need to hear this, but until that woman asks you to be her husband, you don't have to do husband-like things. Stop giving these women advantages.
This is so far removed from the way you described it and the way you understandably understood what he was trying to say.
This is exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, there are other videos. This guy is kind of defining a soft guy era.
He's got a nice beard.
Yeah, no, this is actually pretty funny. I like what he's...
I don't think we should give husband privileges.
Yeah, I thought he was an incel. He's just
okay. Maybe I understood the topic.
unless you're Ludwig,
God damn it.
You should.
I'm on board. I'm on board with what he's doing. Let's keep watching.
Fuck. All right.
That's all right. I'm trying.
And you're still a boyfriend. Until that ring is on your finger, you shouldn't be doing anything.
Ring is on your
hell
finger.
Yes.
Drizzle. Y'all so be say so we caught all. Up on getting with Dusties and all that. You need to start going after their moms. See, I know a lot of y'all think that
older
women may not be that much attractive or whatever the case may be, but there's a lot of good-looking older women. Mm. And I feel like you guys can deal with these older women who is going to take care of you and treat you like a king that you
drizzle.
That's what I'm talking about.
Drizzle.
100%.
There's a point where as a man in your soft guy era, you shouldn't be pumping your own gas. You shouldn't be cleaning out your car.
Yes.
Mm. You shouldn't be having to change your tires.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
You shouldn't be having to have to put air in your tires.
Who's going to take out the trash?
You shouldn't have to mow the grass.
Ladies.
That's all the responsibilities of your woman.
Drizzle.
The moment you become a husband, then things change.
What?
But until then...
I really don't like taking out the trash. It's really scary at night.
Lock that shit up.
Sometimes I just don't take out the trash.
Sometimes you get pictures of you taking out the trash, and you're like, I didn't know anyone was there, you know?
Drizzle. You need to stop giving out so much to these women.
No, I don't.
Like, y'all giving up the dookie.
The dookie?
True.
Is that the dookie?
And y'all dropping it off, and these women are not appreciating it.
True.
I think you need to hold out, even if you had sex with 100, 200 women. You need to hold out and make that woman wait until she shows you that she's capable and that she's loving enough for you to give your body to.
Preach.
Yeah.
You know? Because at the end of the day, it's all about us. It's all about us. We just want our equal rights as men.
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree. I also have been proponent of the
Jesus
era
Christ,
of
the Holy Ghost and drizzle.
Date. Men sleep with women. Like, that's my...
Date men sleep with women.
That's what I eventually want to do.
Wait, hold on. Date men sleep with women. Like, you want to date men?
I want emotionally...
Bro, what are you talking about? This is his thing for, like, the past...
And physically be with women.
15 years.
But you...
You've been in a relationship with him for years. You've got to take it more seriously.
Bro, Will has been talking about heterosexual gay marriage.
No, I know, but...
Before gay marriage was legal.
Specifically, but it seems as if he's...
I'm open.
Okay.
There are other men out there.
Yeah, he cut me out.
How would this work? Would you have a household with both of them in it?
Yes.
And you would have sex? Would you guys have sex with the woman, the women together?
No, that's gay.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Understood.
No, wait, what's so complicated about it?
No.
You are in an emotional connection with your man.
Thank you.
Who you fucking provide for.
Yes.
Who who you play video games with and stuff.
Yeah, cuddle with.
And
then, watch movies.
And then for sexual gratification, you can go outside and get
Do you have sex with the woman while looking at the guy?
No, that's gay.
No.
Okay.
No, dude. No. It's open in that regard. Because obviously, sexual satisfaction is not going to come from your male partner.
He gets it so much.
Yeah, but he's always been really close-minded.
He's going to break down one day.
You think he's going to?
I think he's going to give up one day.
I'm going to do it.
And you guys are just going to live in a house together?
I think when he gets old and unattractive enough, I'm going to swoop in. If he hurts that other knee, it's over.
Yeah.
I'm working on one knee right now. I got a bum knee. If the second one is out, then heterosexual gay marriage it is.
But you're open to a femboy, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see?
I like femboys.
Do you like femboys, Hassan?
Fine. Yeah.
His political stance. His political stance will not allow him to say no. So he has to leave it at
big. No, I don't really.
You know what?
That's not. No, I'm not. I'm not in support of femboys.
See? Look.
Yeah. You know what? That's my preference. That's my preference.
How dare you?
I want a manly man, okay?
Oh, shit.
I want a manly man.
God damn.
I want someone to be able to keep up with me. I want someone to look like they're fucking chopping wood every goddamn day of the week. Okay, that's what I need.
Speaking of
in
which,
my life,
there's a tweet that
Will Neff.
Oh,
sorry. Go ahead.
There's a tweet that went viral about alleging that him and I were dating in 2017 or 18.
It's not a tweet that went viral. It was anti-Piker.
But it went viral.
Listen,
I actually liked it.
I saw this. So this tweet, anti-Pike or whatever, sometimes I'll be on...
You can pull it up, Marsh.
Be on Reddit homepage, and the schizo Reddits will pop up.
Yes,
and
it's on Reddit.
A schizo Reddit posted it, taking it serious.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it because I was like, that's hilarious. And all of the comments roasted the fuck out of the OP, and they're like, you got baited by anti-Piker, and I was like, you schizos are funny.
Wait, but like, okay, so here's the deal. First of all, I was scrolling down the comments, and it's just us getting called the F slur over and over again, which is...
Wait, really?
I mean, by...
By our fans, by anti-Piker.
Yeah, but
by Austin.
No, but there's legitimately people that believe this, like the guy that thought that I was queer baiting, basically.
Mm, nice.
Speaking of queer baiting, you yesterday dropped a big... picture of your nipple, and I don't appreciate that.
You always are talking about his nipple. It's never changed.
Well, I know. It's just he's queer baiting. Yeah, no.
It's going to get so much worse. The lower my body fat percentage drops, the more annoying I'm going to get with when that. So get ready for that.
He's going to get in my tub.
Okay, I'm going to cancel my psychiatrist appointment.
Wait, why?
No, cutie.
Because I feel bad.
No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Cutie.
No, it's okay. We can do it. Don't worry, cutie.
We can figure it out.
I'll be here for at least 20 minutes.
Tell her you're
maybe
doing
10.
Mushrooms with me.
She will
and
not
she's
be
fucking
happy.
Fired.
Okay. The eclipse happened, right?
Yes.
That occurred. Huh?
Wow.
See, look at me, huh? The eclipse occurred and a Google search spiked of why do my eyes hurt increased.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Ready? Your topic.
Yeah.
Did you watch the eclipse?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
I did.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. And a lot of people may clown me for this. I didn't care, really.
Mm.
I don't care either.
I didn't care too much about it.
Well, it's because like the areas that we
night.
Yeah,
the areas that we live in also did not get totality or even near totality, so it wasn't as cool. But like if you were in the pathway of totality, it was kind of dope.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I would have gone outside and looked at it.
It goes total darkness. It went total darkness for like a good couple of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's like, oh my god, it's noon and it's dark. Yeah. You know. But like I don't know, like to me it wasn't exciting.
You know
what
I do at noon? I just fucking close my eyes. It's dark.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah, but
at nighttime it goes.
Devil's advocate. It's not the majesty of celestial bodies.
Did you know that 168 people in the county of some state I don't remember were trying to conceive exactly during the eclipse?
What are they trying to?
Wait, that's a good.
They're
topic.
Trying to have a fucking moon baby.
They're trying to have Satan.
Yeah.
Wait,
cool.
were they
Hail Satan?
Were they having
like Griffith,
an orgy?
Bro, the bed.
No. Yeah. I don't know where they got that number from. That kind of confused me.
That baby is not going to be coming out all right, dude. Those are like 168 Adolf Hitlers. they need to nip that in the bud.
If you're on your period or ovulating during the eclipse, you're a white witch.
Oh. So there's just millions of white witches.
Yeah, they're wicked and cool.
Okay, so my eclipse topic didn't really...
White Witch. And
you saw
Stevie
that was
Nicks.
A banger?
I don't know. I'm just going
it
through
happened,
my list.
It happened last week. Here's something that's more interesting.
O.J. Simpson then, literally
I'm not
died
through,
today.
Here, I'll,
I'm not
I'll
done
add
with my
on,
list. Excuse
I'll
you.
Add on to the eclipse topic.
Excuse you.
There are analysts out there that look at like productivity, and they found out that approximately $700 million of like lost revenue due to people just like looking at the eclipse during the eclipse and not working.
Wait, across the entire economy?
Across the American
economy.
Cool. And
And they turned CERN on, so we're in a different dimension now.
Okay, that's way cooler than the way that Austin was talking about this issue. So if you want to... It's the Hadron Collider. There's multiple
Nerd
different
alert.
Dimensions. We're in Earth 2 now or Earth 4, whatever the fuck
it's
these
It's the thing that
kooks
throws
believe.
Atoms together at really fast
no,
pace.
No, I know what a Mega Hadron Collider is.
Oh, you don't know what CERN was. Okay.
I didn't know. No, Brahma. I don't know what CERN is.
It's the nickname.
It's, guys,
Don't have
this
attitude.
Is just conspiracy yeah. shit. Okay.
No, it's
I
not.
Mean, that is real, but like that isn't doing anything
you don't
to
know.
The world.
My favorite thing from the eclipse was that Fox News twisted it as a southern border crisis and that all the immigrants were going to rush into the country the moment that night falls.
Everyone's looking at the sky.
Yeah. No, there was a legitimate thing on Fox News. They said
that, dude, that's
that,
sick.
That the southern border was going to, they were going to rush in during the eclipse.
Yeah,
under
everybody
under,
knows you can't see them at night.
Yeah,
exactly. That's right.
In total darkness, they're gonna run inside. There was a photo of literally and, fucking immigrants. Yeah, that
you know,
were
you know, the crazy thing is they marked this on the Aztec calendar.
Oh shit! Sorry.
It was the day that they were gonna invade the United States.
Okay, I have my psychiatrist appointment. I'll try to make it fast. She just has to ask me what meds I'm on and shit.
No, it's all good.
Tell her psilocybin right mushrooms.
I'm not telling her that.
Tell her that.
Ask her if she's down for that though. Tactful. That's beautiful.
Kaya just jumped over
agile.
The
didn't even touch the camera. You didn't even feel it.
The new Joker trailer dropped.
So fucking sick.
Wait,
so
really?
Good.
You like it? I think it looks fucking kind of corny. Yeah.
No, you don't get to say this. Bro, you don't even have a single fucking musical artist that you would. Eat would deign to see.
I've probably
you
seen,
would go to see Hasan Piker in concert.
No, that's not true. I've also seen I've 100% have seen more musical theater, more Broadway shows than you have.
I grew up in New York. You're fucking smoking crack.
Yeah, I probably have seen more Broadway shows than you.
No,
my mother wanted
to go with my mom.
My mother wanted me to be gay. Okay.
Dude,
my mother
Scarlet
wanted me to be
Pimpernel.
Gay.
Wait, really?
Silent. I mean, that's my suspicion.
Phantom of the Opera.
Is that
why Avenue
Q?
I've seen all of those.
Musical.
Okay, never mind.
Is that why your mom and I get along so well? Is because I'm gay?
I think my mom like
she really likes me.
I think
she?
My mom probably thought like maybe you could turn your child gay by taking them to musical theater.
It's not like a musical. It's a karaoke musical. So like all the songs in it are gonna be songs you know. It's not gonna be like an original like Hey There. Joker, stop what you're doing. Come on down to Gotham and fuck. You know, it's like.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be like normal. Yeah. It's going to be songs, not
it's gonna
specifically
be like across
designed.
The universe.
Do you want to do, would you have done theater? Like, I mean, you
fuck
did.
No.
No.
Would you have done theater? He is theater. Look at him.
I am it.
No, I know. But like, I mean, on Broadway.
I don't. I like plays.
Plays.
I'm not a big fan of musicals, but I think this film, listen, dude, I'm going to tell you how it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are going to be a dozen commenters out there because they're the other 11 DC fans in the world, but long have we suffered the DC fans. Okay. Mm-hmm. While Marvel fans were out there in the sunlight frolicking, right? While the rest of the world was like, I'm a Marvel fan too. DC fans, they spit on us.
Yeah,
like
they had a peak. There was a peak.
Like second-class citizens. They're like, your movie suck, Man of Steel
Dark Knight.
Garbage.
Dark Knight is a peak.
Justice League is a piece of shit. Oh, Ezra Miller's playing the Flash.
and we Luke Bryan.
Yeah, we just had to accept that vitriol and
it
that
true,
hate
though.
Because our movies sucked so much. And then there was this shining beacon of hope. Gunn takes over the DC universe. And we've had some pretty decent projects now, and I think this is going to be the first film of the new era of hit after hit after hit. Long have we suffered.
Mm.
Long
yeah, bro.
Have we
suffered. Yeah.
Get it ready. Is about to be my age of Aquarius.
Get ready for 8 more Aquaman movies.
Do you just want him to suffer?
He doesn't like anything.
It is funny.
Can that's the thing. I've been trying to engage with Hasan in friendship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he shoots me down every time.
That's not true.
I said, Hasan,
you're just trying to garner support right
Hasan, you want to come to my house in Portland?
Mm.
And he
Absolutely
says no
not.
Every time.
Absolutely not.
You know who not didn't interested. Say no? Will. He said he'd come for a couple weeks.
That's right.
He said he'd come move in for a couple weeks.
Okay, great.
Why won't you come visit me?
Portland's boring.
But I'm there. We could have friendship.
That doesn't change.
I'll take
it
you
all.
To a nice steak dinner. I'll pay for it. I'll buy your flight.
I don't. It's not the finances that are stopping me. From
I think
going
we need
Portland.
To do a podcast there.
I think we
need to have a retreat. At
Absolutely
my house.
Not.
I'm buying a hot tub.
You don't even have a hot tub in your house?
No. I need it. No, I don't have a. I went hot tub shopping.
The reason why I'm asking that is because you do in the tub with Austin show.
Yeah, but I have a bathtub, but I don't have a hot tub. In the tub is in the bathtub. Yeah. I have a hot tub. I went hot tub shopping.
Wait, what do you, what's
can
the
you
difference?
Believe a hot tub is like an outdoor?
No, that's a jacuzzi. I thought.
Well, it's that's a brand of hot
tub. Do you really not know the difference between
ESL?
Oh, I thought hot tub
was the first time that we're reaching a language barrier.
Yeah.
I thought hot tub was the same as a bathtub. I thought jacuzzis were the outdoor one.
Oh my God. English is a second language.
Yes.
Sometimes there are gaps like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Go ahead. Say some racially charged shit.
Nothing
go
racist.
Ahead. Yeah, like, oh, Hassan, your English is so good. All
no,
things considered.
No. But I went hot tub shopping, and God, I was like, I'm gonna go buy a hot tub today. I walked in. He's like, yeah. He was like, this guy sounded like this. He said, yeah, brother, we got a hot tub. Our cheap ones. I'm like, okay, you know, let's get started at the low. I said, what's your low end? Give me your high end. He's like, well, the low end is $11,000, and our high end right there in the corner. $28,000. I said,
that's crazy.
That's insane for a fucking, I just want to sit in water.
You went to a luxury hot tub place.
No, they said that this is how hot tubs are.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, dude.
Maybe I'll
like,
buy a used one.
11,000 plus for like with the assembly though, or do they not
I mean,
the delivery
this thing
assembly?
Had like once, you have to put water in it once a year. It's got filters.
Yeah, it's luxury.
Hold on, we're almost done. I'd just
be really bad.
You got to put filters in.
This podcast is falling apart.
Yeah, Will and I are holding this fucking thing together.
I mean, always have.
Yeah, we're holding this thing together. And if not for us, we'd be done.
You're goddamn
right. And maybe we should leave the podcast and start our own thing. What do you think?
Yeah.
Showdown.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this podcast with you for a while.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it would be, yeah, a better podcast.
Somebody commented, it was a top comment, and they said they could listen to you and I talk for hours.
Yeah, you know what I think would be the most successful podcast?
Mm.
If I just did a podcast by myself.
Well, hold on. That feels a little isolating here that I gas you up, I elevate you to a level, and then you just take
podcast,
a shit on me.
Our podcast would be tremendous.
I got a great podcast idea, okay, but I'll tell you about it later. I don't want anybody to steal it.
Okay.
Fuck it. Locker room talk. You and I.
Yeah.
In a locker room.
Yes.
Towels?
Slurs.
No, slurs. Okay. Maybe in the Patreon.
Okay.
Locker room talk. We're in a locker room.
Okay.
You and I, also, shirtless, in a locker room. Towel, done. That's the show. The Patreon is us doing a workout with our guest in the gym. Locker room talk. Huh?
See? It was quick. I told you.
That was, I don't know. I think you need to check your prostate. That was a little long.
What? No, it wasn't. That was like fucking...
Actually, there's no way you have a big prostate. You've been on finasteride so long.
I don't need to worry about that.
You guys don't have to worry about your prostate.
No. Well, I mean, who knows, but you know.
No.
I'm scared to take that still, but I think I've got the medication on.
Bro, it's good. It's probably good that your libido suffers a little bit, please. So you don't have to fucking go to Gay Pride Miami. You don't have to do a gay worldwide pride tour.
Yeah.
Wait, you think that that's... look, you think that I'm just going to Gay Pride to have gay sex?
We're just worried about your other gay trips. Gay Kuwait is going to be scary.
Yeah. Bro, you literally said earlier before you got here, he said, Hassan, I haven't had sex in 2 weeks.
Okay, hold on. Can I just say something? You wouldn't survive 2 weeks without sex.
It's true.
So I'm sick and tired of the gay guy getting all the heat for wanting to have gay sex.
Actually, that's not true.
You wouldn't survive.
Yes, I could.
When was the last time you went 2 weeks without sex?
I can't recall.
See, there you go. Will, when was the last time you went 2 weeks without sex?
Brother, I'm like three months strong
celibate.
Right now.
Will's celibate.
What?
Yeah.
He's practicing abstinence for God.
Will, you need to have sex.
Yeah.
Do I need to make a phone call?
To who?
Your girlfriend.
The mayor of sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
You need to have sex. I'm going to give you a blowjob.
Hey. Thank you.
What are we at on time? Oh.
I'm going to give you a blowjob.
Look at that. All right. On that note, that'll be all for the non-paywalled portion of the podcast.
I'm going to Gay Pride.
Austin is going to Gay Pride, which is why he selfishly decided to do it at this weird hour on a Thursday morning. So some of the topics might not be as hot.
Hassan has this weird theory where he thinks that, like, unless we do it in 48 hours from now, we're going to have
so
many more topics.
It's okay. It's fine. Probably world-changing events are going to occur from now until Monday, but it's all right. Like, let me tell you, we're still going to do a Patreon episode as well, a paywalled episode right after this. Austin is going to be on that. Cutie's going to come back for it.
Yeah,
and
I'm happy we could keep this episode together because Hassan gave us a warning that if Iran attacked Israel, like the president going to the Situation Room, he would have to leave the podcast.
Yeah, no, which is pretty fair, I think.
Yeah, no, it's everybody needs your take.
Which, by the way, in between now and also Monday, that might have happened. So you might be going,
what the
fuck? Do
we all just die in a nuclear holocaust if that happens?
Is this our last episode?
Ooh, I mean, maybe, who knows?
Wait, is Miami closer
speaking
to...
of which, I watched Fallout. We'll talk about that behind the paywall, though. Go to patreon.com/fearand.
Go subscribe. We love you. Goodbye.
Portrait Poets Department, as everybody knows, comes out April 19th. We're looking at
reference
Friday.
Reference to Dead Poets Society.
Reference to... The Tortured Men's Department, which was Joe Alwyn's group chat with his friends.
She just owned you.
Who's Joe Alwyn?
Her ex-boyfriend.
Why is she still talking about this guy?
Because she's
because
that
he's
bitch.
Free Palestine and she's not.
Can,
all right, let's
can
move
I be
on.
Honest? Does she ever let this shit go?
No, it makes her millions.
Okay.
I wouldn't either.
Oh my God.
Like, did Joe Alwyn do anything really bad?
We don't know, but we think maybe he cheated on her. Thank you.